to welcome you good people here on behalf of our sponsor. We are one of the few remaining radio shows that's fortunate enough to have a sponsor. So if during the next half hour you enjoy yourselves, you could do us all a great favor if you would, and that is sometime this week, stop by your neighborhood RCA Victor dealer and pick up a 27-inch television set or a radio. Because we want to be working up here next year at the same time. Incidentally, we're starting our eighth season with the show, and as you know, our boss man is on his own now, and we're changing our time also. Instead of being on Sunday, we're going to follow Bob Hope on Friday night. That will be the new time. So, as I say, he's on his own, so what do you say we give a nice, warm welcome to the man who discovered the saddle, Phil Harris. Let's hear it. I can't tell you what it makes me feel like, though, to come out here all by myself, and you're all applauding, and you got those smiles on your faces, and you're glad to see me, and I just want to tell you I love you more because I need
you. I've been 16 years, there ain't no money connected with that. You take that dark room every day, they give you a bad course of love and glory.
I got off to a bad start. When I married Alice, they told me she had money, but I'll be damned if I can't.
You hear about the guy who walked the barber, shuts it up, and he had to do the barber stitch free. The guy went out, he don't come back. Comes back the next day, says the barber, how many head of his barber stitch free? The guy went out, he don't come back. Now the barber's going nuts. You know, it's not them suits, it's on his feet all day, you know, rough.
So he can't take it. He calls the food black over. He says, look, he says, every day a guy comes in, wants to know how many he's ahead. I tell him he goes out, he don't come back. If he does tomorrow, follow him. I want to know.
Guy comes in the next day, says to barber, how many ahead of you?
Barber says, three. The guy not. Food black follows him. Gone about 20 minutes. The food black comes back. And the barber says, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Food black says, to your house.
I can't tell you how happy I am to see you guys in here because I, believe me, was in the Navy during the first war myself. I can sympathize with you. Man, the plates, the metal plates, they're still pretty sweaty when you get them. I fought the Battle of Catalina. We lost eight lobsters. Something had a very unique way of selecting their enlisted men when I went into that racket. according to what they've done in civilian life, when I went into it, I took a couple of buddies with me. One of them was a street cleaner, they put him on a minesweeper. And the other guy was a construction guy, he tore down buildings and everything, and they put him on a destroyer. Now, I ever wound up on a ferry boat. Success we've attained, it's not due to me or any one or two people. It's a whole organization, ladies and gentlemen. And I got to tell you, I got one of the best organizations in this business. Now, I want to start off by saying, for instance, everyone you see sitting on that stand does an outstanding job on his or her particular interest. See, there's things that I know that you don't know. I didn't go in the Navy alone. Now, you take the leader. He's okay. We're very proud of him because he's a very important man in the music business. The fact of the matter is, I think he's one of our up-and-coming composers, a genius, and I'm serious about it. He's already had two big things of his played in the Hollywood Bowl. He's been nominated six times for the Academy Award. Last year, he was nominated and just beaten by a few votes for his beautiful arranging and directing of all of that wonderful music you heard in the Hans Christian Andersen story. Walter Scheib and his music. See, I taught him everything he knows. Lenny, how would you like to meet another guy that's been with me for years? We started in the music business together, and now he's a big success in his own right, but he just wants to be around me because I
charge him stuff. You know what I mean? A lot of stuff that he uses, and I don't charge him nothing for cute sayings and everything.
And he, red nickels, a red nickel needs 5 pennies.
Bob, I want you to believe that stuff you hear about Alice supporting me. I kid about it, but don't worry about it. I got my own job. And a very important job. I've had it for 10 years. People have tried to get it from me. The boss always says, there ain't nobody can do it like Phil Harris. I'm a test pilot for Seagrams. Hear about the drunk fell out of the 12-story building? Blind drunk fell out of 12-story. Boom! He hit down on the big crowd around. He's up rushing himself home. So I walked up and says, what happened? He says, damn fine, though, I just got here. He's here in the middle, and he got tired of it, so he went down and he had the barber put the part from here over to here. And he had him giving bangs in front and bangs in the back. But the guy said it got awfully monotonous because people kept coming up whispering in his nose. Here. Hey, you're wonderful. Look,
I want you to tell you, the cutest gal that you ever saw in your life, not only beautiful, but just full of talent, Alice Faye. Come on.
Girls, oh, how sweet can you get?
The two little girls that play the part of Alice and Phyllis on our program, they too are two of the most little competent actresses we have in the business. Janine Roos and Ann Whitfield. Come on.
They don't come too young for me. I'm all yours, doll. All yours.
We have a newcomer to our program, ladies and gentlemen. He's only been on a couple of times. He's doing a splendid job.
Of course, we figured to be great because he's made a lot of motion pictures and he's very important now in pictures. And I know that you've seen a lot of his things on television. He plays the part of William Alice's brother. Let's get him off to a good start. John Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen.
That's your type, honey?
Okay. Otherwise, you have got to go.
Now, here's a fellow that you hear a lot on all the important programs. I'll tell you what you remember him most because he does a wonderful job with my friend Jackson. He runs that safe, you know, that's down in the cellar for Jackson where he keeps all that money. This is the guy that does it. Joe Kern, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a kid that steals our program every week, and we're happy about it because we love him and he deserves it. He plays the part of the grocery boy, Julius Abruzzio, Walter Tetley. Come on, Jack. Now, one and only, Elliot Lewis. Audience, thanks for coming, and I certainly hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for being so nice to me. Now laugh it up, will you, please? Oh, we got some stuff in here, boys.
Sorry, mister, you can't go in there.
Can't go in? What do you mean I can't go in? I gotta go in.
The show's ready to start and you can't go in, so don't give me any trouble.
Now, wait a minute, buddy, wait a minute. Don't you recognize me? Look, this curly hair, this lovable personality, this deep, rich voice.
Oh, excuse me. Go right in, Tallulah.
RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recording, and first in television, presents the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. segment here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, transcribed, written by Ray Singer, Dick Chevrolet, and Ed James. With Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, John Hubbard, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf in his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. The title of tonight's little monstrosity is A Day at Santa Anita, or That's a Horse on You. First, however, here's a word from RCA Victor. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. A fool and his money are soon parted. That's what they say. That's what Alice Faye says, too. And she doesn't mean King Farouk. She's referring to the carefree, lovable, debonair man about town, Phil Harris.
I'm walking behind you on our wedding day. A 45 in each pocket, and they're both RCA.
Oh, hiya, honey. How's every little old thing?
You look fine. Why?
Hey, wait a minute, Alice. That's no way to talk. Now, when I came in here this morning, I felt like $1 million.
And that's the way you spend money, too. Look at these bills.
Oh, well, now you ruined my whole day.
Phil, you've got to cut down.
Honey, you know I don't drink. Before breakfast.
To stop wasting money.
Oh, that kind of cut down. Oh, you give me heart trouble. What are you trying to do?
Now, look here.
How did I waste the money now?
Well, just look here. One bathing suit, $100. Honey, I know it was to me, but...
Certainly it was worth it, baby. It was worth it. Do you realize that every sequin was sewn on just right?
I know, but did they have to spell out, stand back, this belongs to Phil Harris?
Ain't taking no chances.
And another thing, the way you were tipping last night, you threw $10 bills around as though they were dimes.
Nowadays, who can tell the difference?
Phil, if you keep this up, you'll go through your money in no time.
Ah, stop worrying, honey. We ain't even halfway through yours yet. Look, honey, why don't we talk about it later?
Phil, listen,
I don't want to talk about it now. We talk about it later. I got to go downtown and see Elliot. I ain't seen him all day.
Well, you don't have to go downtown. He's right here having his lunch.
Oh, he is? Where?
In the garage.
Elliot's eating in the garage?
Well, he ate everything we had in here. Now he's having lunch with the dog.
Democratic little devil, ain't he?
Elliot or the dog? Phil, where are you going?
I told you, honey, I'm going out to see Elliot. I'll be right back. I'll get my eyes open. I don't get a cup of coffee. She's nagging. I don't know what the trouble. Don't spend so much money, that's all she can say. I should have stood home, dear, on our wedding day. La da 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 dee da. Hi, Elliot. Hey, Elliot.
Hmm? Oh, excuse me, Curly.
Yeah.
I didn't see you. I didn't hear you coming. Where did I take these clothespins off my ears?
What do you got clothespins on your ears for?
They kept getting in the dog food. Hey, you know, Curly, that's pretty good stuff.
Certainly, it ought to be. Factories at Del Mar... They use nothing but winners. Hiya, Nipper. He's on fire today. He's a happy little beastie, ain't he?
I'm going to make you a happy little beastie, too, Curly. How would you like to come in on a big deal with me and make $1 million?
If I know you, and boy, do I know you, I leave you with one word. Get lost.
Curly, you ain't even heard the proposition.
Look, I ain't gonna hear it, because I don't have to hear it. I've just had a lot of trouble. Alice has been nagging, bawling me out for throwing money away, so I ain't gonna spend no more money, no more propositions, no more chances.
Look, Curly, how much did you throw away?
A couple hundred bucks, why?
Well, that's great. She balls you out for throwing away a couple of hundred bucks, and now you want to throw away a million. You're a dead pigeon.
Million, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that more than a thousand?
More than a thousand? That's twice as much. And you want to throw it away.
Yeah. You know, I never thought of it like that. Go ahead, kid, shoot. What's the proposition?
You remember that horse, Blue Blazes, we saw run at Santa Anita a few times? I got a chance to buy him for 500 bucks.
Wait a minute. Now, how can you buy a horse like Blue Blazes for 500 bucks?
I got connections. I got a tip the owner wants to sell this horse at a loss so he can write it off his income tax.
Oh, that, huh? Hey, gee, you know something?
Hmm?
For 500 bucks, we couldn't go very wrong, could we?
Go wrong? I'm telling you, we'll make a fortune. We'll go partners. We'll chip in 50-50 and buy him.
Yeah, that sounds fair enough.
You got $250?
Sure.
Okay. I'll borrow that for my half. Now, all you got to do is dig up 250.
Give me that once more, will you? Just a little slower.
All you got to do is dig up 250 for your half, and I'll make you a partner. I'm going to borrow the other 250.
Uh-huh. You mean you ain't got your 250, huh?
I got it, Curly. But I'll need that for the expense of taking care of the horse. Why, it'll cost $250 a day just to feed him.
That much a day for feed? That's a lot of money.
Well, I know, but this nag's got big appetite. He eats like a horse.
Oh, yeah, I get it. Now, look, Elliot, let me get this straight. You don't have the money, right?
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to lend it to you. Now, I'll put up the whole $500, right?
Right.
Now, where do we contact the guy that's got the animal?
He's sitting out in front of his car. You see him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see him out there, but he... Hey, wait a minute.
Hmm?
What's he got his motor running for?
Well, as soon as he sells the horse, he's going to leave town.
Oh. Well, now, look, Elliot, here's the dough. Go close the deal.
Ain't you going to come along?
No. I think I'll stay here with Nipper for a while.
Righto, Mr. C. Whitney Vanderbilt Harris. I shall see you in the paddock. Cheer-o.
Did you hear that, Nipper? Yeah, I'm going to be famous. Like all them big shots. And my horse is going to be famous, too. You ain't going to find him on none of that Del Mar dog food. He's going... What? You hungry again, Nipper? What for? You don't do nothing. All you do is sit around in front of that Victrola. Look, you don't know how lucky you are. Everybody else has to work hard for their money and their food. And don't talk back to me. Now get up on your feet and tilt your head. Now listen. This is your master's voice. I don't want to sound like I'm preaching a sermon, but I've heard people say the early bird catches the worm, and there's a lot of good logic in that old cliche. There's certain obligations you just can't shirk. You've got to put the heat on to make the kettle perk. And if you want it to be a good day, you've got to do a good day's work. You got to dig, 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 dig for your dinner. Nothing's what you get for free. You got to dig, 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 dig for your dinner. Never was a money tree. And furthermore, my friends, I must repeat, nobody's living down on Easy Street. And if you want to owe for groceries, you're gonna get an awful lot of no-series. You got to dig, 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 dig for a dollar. 'Tain't as simple as you think. You can't purloin
a sirloin, or the butcher will put you in the clink. You just can't be a lazy bird. You've got to get off of your twig so you can afford your room and your board, and it's nice to have the price of a cig. You've got to pay that fiddler man if you want to do a jig. You got to be as busy as a bee to be a Mr. B.I.G. And if you want some dignity, you got to dig, 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 dig for your dinner. Dig, 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 dig. You just can't be that lazy bird. You've got to get off of that twig so you can afford your room and your board, and it's nice to have the price of a cig. You've got to pay the fiddler man if you want to do a jig. You got to be as busy as a bee to be a Mr. B.I.G. And if you want some dig, dig, dignity, you got to dig, 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 dig for your dinner. Dig, 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 dig. Right?
Alice?
Yes, William?
Shall I take the children over to Mother's?
Please, Mom, we'd like to see Grandma.
Well,
Hey, Alice! Hey, Alice!
Oh,
Alice!
Boy, we got something to tell you.
Yeah.
Hello, Elliot.
Hey, honey, wait till you hear this. Hey, Willie, stick around. You got to hear this, too. Look, honey, Elliot and me are now owners of a racing stable. We just bought a racehorse.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a great horse, Alice. Listen, it's Blue Blazes out of Honey Girl by Blue Streak.
Is it a good horse, Daddy?
Now, Phyllis, you children wouldn't know anything about it.
I just wanted to ask him if he clocked the nag at the early morning workouts. Can he run the mile at 135? Is he a mutter or does he like a fast track?
Girls. Girls, where did you ever learn those expressions?
From Daddy Scratchy. Mom. Mom, do you know that Native Dancer is the greatest horse
he
ever...
He is not. Tom Fool can beat him any day.
He cannot.
He can, too.
He cannot.
He can.
Girls, girls, go out in the yard and play.
But, Mother...
Go out and play.
Gee whiz.
Oh. Phil, how dare you?
Oh, now, wait a minute, honey. Wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with horse racing. Some of the best families in the country own horses.
What kind of a horse is it, Philip? What does he look like?
Well, I didn't see him. I mean, the guys got him in a stall at Santa Anita, and he didn't have time to take us out.
You bought a horse without seeing him?
We didn't have to see him. The owner gave us this picture of the horse.
Look, ain't he a beautiful animal?
Let's see it, Elliot.
Yeah, here, Ralph.
Well, all you can see is his head and tail. The rest of him is covered with a blanket.
Yeah, yeah. But just look at the name on that blanket. Blue Blazes. What a G-G. We got him for
$500. $500? Philip, you've been cheated. You can't buy a good racehorse for that kind of money.
What do you know about horses?
I'm very familiar with horses. I ride a great deal. I'll have you know I was practically born in the saddle.
Wasn't your mother uncomfortable? Listen, William, I'm telling you that this is a great racehorse. It'll break records, and I don't mean RCA Victor records.
What?
I just threw it in. Do you mind? I just threw it in.
Oh, no, I don't mind.
Okay. Nowadays, you got to throw in a plug every chance you get. And I'll throw it in again. RCA Victor Records. RCA Victor Records. RCA... Sell them, fellas. Please sell them.
Records, he says. I could take the most broken-down animal in any riding stable and beat this hay burner you've been stuck with.
Oh, you could, huh? Let me ask you something. Would you like to have a match race and make a little bet on it?
All right. How much would you like to bet?
Just a minute. Alice, how much would I like to bet?
Never mind the money, Philip. When would you like to hold this so-called race?
Why not right now?
They're not racing at Santa Anita today, and I feel confident that their turf will be in adequate condition.
Fine, fine. I'll get a horse from the first riding academy I come to and meet you at Santa Anita in 2 hours. Goodbye, Philip.
So long, sucker. Hey, Curly, are we going to take him?
It's going to be a cinch, especially. He does, but especially with you riding our horse.
Who?
I ain't going to ride no horse. I'm allergic to him. When I was a kid, one of them kicked me.
Yeah?
Where'd he kick you? In Milwaukee. I was living there at the time. Hey, why don't you ride him, Curly?
Well, I'd love to, Elliot, but I used to live in Milwaukee, too.
Why don't you fellas get a regular jockey to ride him?
No, they're expensive, Alice. They get a lot of dough.
Jockey. Gee whiz. Wouldn't it be wonderful if my old pal, Eddie R. Carroll, came walking through that door and said...
Anybody home? I brought the groceries!
I don't think he'd say that, Curly.
Please, will you... Hey, Julius, come here. Have I got something to tell you?
Good morning, Miss Faye.
Well, ain't you going to say anything to us, pal?
Yeah. Help! Wait.
Hey, Julius, you shouldn't say anything like that because today... Hey, Julius, listen to this. Mr. Lewis and I are going to do you one of the biggest favors you've ever had in your life. We just bought a racehorse, a good one, and we want you to ride him in a big race.
You mean you're going to let me be a jockey? Gee... Julius the Whip of Brusio. You mean I'll be one of them guys that boots home winners in them big races? With the people screaming and yelling and they put a big horseshoe of roses around your neck and pay a lot of dough for doing it?
That's it, kid. How do you like the idea?
It don't appeal to me. I'm afraid of horses and I ain't gonna ride one for nobody.
Oh, gee. Miss Faye here thought you'd do it for her. She's going to watch the race, you know. She'll be awful disappointed if you ain't riding.
You want me to, Miss Faye?
Well...
In that case, I'll do it. With the woman I love to cheer me on, I shall ride like the wind, and neither rain nor snow nor sleet nor hail shall stay this courier from the swift completion...
All right. Ride the horse first. Deliver the mail later. Hey, we're leaving for the track now, Julius. Can you go with us?
Certainly. Yours was the last order I had to deliver.
Hey, Alice, would you like to see the race, too?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. I'll get my coat and be right with you. Oh, I don't know. Most husbands come home with candy or flowers. Mine comes home with a racehorse. But that's my Phil. Say, this is a beautiful track, Phil. You know, I've never been here before.
Well, where's this hay boy that you two guys own?
Why, don't get nervous. He's over there in one of them stables. Now, look, Julius, you and Alice wait here, and Elliot and I'll go over and get him. Come on, Elliot.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't wait to see Blue Blazes, Curly. You know, with proper training, he might turn out to be another Esther Williams.
Who?
Esther Williams.
What's the connection?
I happen to like Esther Williams.
Oh, me too. Oh, Esther, boy. Lemonade.
Lemonade?
I also happen to be thirsty.
Figures.
Hey, Elliot.
Hmm?
Hey, Elliot, look over there. Look over there.
Yeah?
There he is. There's our horse. Boy, he's a beautiful beast, ain't he?
He's got a lovely voice, too.
Sounds like Crosby.
Hey, Curly, lead him out of the stall so we can get a better look at him.
Okay.
Get him right out of there. All right, now take it easy. Easy, boy. Easy, boy. Atta boy.
Hey, look at him, Fred.
Come on. Atta boy. Right over. No, over here. Over here. Yeah.
Whoa, now. Whoa, whoa, buddy. That's it.
Hey, Curly.
Yeah.
Let's take the blanket off. I can't wait to get a good look.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are you, nuts or something?
What did I do?
You can't take the blanket off one of them high-class horses.
What?
What do you want them to do, catch cold? What are you, silly or something? Take that blanket off to get the croup or scope or rope or something. They get loaded. Don't expose them. Just wait till we take them over to the track. Come on.
Hey, you two! Where are you going with that blanket?
Belongs to my horse, Blue Blazes.
That says Blue Blazes.
It is not. I just loaned that blanket to a guy to put on this nag while he took a picture of it.
You mean this ain't Blue Blazes? But we just bought him for $500.
You paid $500 for this?
Oh, brother, have you been taken?
All right, laughing boy. What's so funny?
Wait, I'll take the blanket off and show you. Gentlemen, Glue-Pot the Second.
Glue-Pot? That's Blue Blazes out of Honey Girl by Blue Streak.
It's Glue-Pot out of Frying Pan by mistake.
You're at me again, huh, Elliot? At me again. Always at me. That's the most sway-back nag I ever seen.
Yeah. He's just got a front and an end. He ain't got no middle part.
Take a look at him, Elliot. There's our horse. Take a look at him. Is he ever sway-back? His stomach is touching the ground. What am I going to tell Alice?
Let's turn it upside down and tell her it's a camel.
Look, I don't know what I have ever done to get mixed up into that. Why do you always pick on? Can't you pick on somebody else, Art Linkletter or somebody? Now, listen, maybe if we leave the blanket on, we can keep her from seeing him before the race. That Alice sees it. Hey, mister. Hey, partner, could we borrow this blanket for a while?
Sure. But bring it back when you're through.
There he goes again. Hey, thanks. I don't think he heard me. Well, we might as well get going, Elliot. We got to show this thing to Alice.
Okay. Come on, horse. Get going, horsey. Come on. Oh, come on. Hey, Curly, he don't want to move.
He can't. His stomach's dragging. How are we going to get him over to Alice?
If we had a pair of skates, we could put them under his stomach and roll him over.
Yeah. We could also butter his stomach and slide him.
Hey, he's moving, Curly. Should I clock him?
What, a calendar? Get sensible, will you? Let's get this over with. Come on.
All right.
Elliot, this is the last time I'm ever going to listen to you. You talked me into buying the world's most broken-down nag.
Don't blame me. How did I know the guy was a crook? And besides, how do you know he can't run? Just because he's built funny don't mean anything. He might be a great runner.
Well, I certainly hope so, because I got to go through with this race. Elliot, now, don't say nothing to Alice. Don't say a word. With a blanket on him, maybe she won't notice.
Yeah,
all right, watch it. We're getting close.
Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Here's our horse. Ain't he beautiful?
Well, he has a lovely head and a nicely braided tail. Take the blanket off so I can see the rest of him.
Let's leave well enough alone.
I can't ride the horse with the blanket on. I'll take it off.
Now, wait a minute, Julius. Don't do it. Oh.
Well, it's off.
Holy jumping Jehoshaphat.
This is a horse?
Sure, it's a horse. Count his feet.
How can I win a race with a thing like this? Every time he takes a step, his stomach bounces along the ground like a basketball. I can't ride him. I'll have to dribble him around the track.
Could you buy that thing? It's the most swaybacked animal I've ever seen.
He ain't swaybacked.
No? You could sprinkle snow on his back and use him for a ski jump.
He looks like a roller coaster that got away from Cinerama.
He may not look like much, but he'll beat Willie's horse. Come on, Julius, mount him.
Are you kidding? The only one that should mount this thing is a taxi driver. I would be found dead on that neck. I'm leaving.
Now, wait a minute, Julius. Wait a minute. Where are you going? Julius.
Well, there goes Willie Schumacher's boy. Now what are we going
to
do?
Curly, you'll have to ride him.
But I can't. Look, I can't get on a
Phil.
Horse like...
Phil,
what?
Phil, here comes Willie.
Okay. Now I'm going to have to ride him. Now look, I want you two to defend Blue Pop in front of Willie, or I'll never live this down. Now help me.
Oh, boy. Whoa, steady. Well, Philip, I'm ready for the race. This is the horse I'm going to ride, and I... What's that?
It's a horse. What'd you think it was?
Well, the way it sags in the middle, I thought it was a cheap mattress. He's so swayback.
He is not. He's tired. That's all. He ain't even 1 inch swayback. He just happens to be the only racehorse in the world whose stomach starts from a kneeling position.
Philip, surely you don't expect to beat me with that old thing.
He ain't old. Of course he ain't old. You just watch him go when I get in that saddle and I say, giddy up.
Oh,
giddy.
Curly,
giddy.
Something I forgot to tell you.
Huh?
The owner told me when you want him to go, you don't say giddy up.
What do I say?
Just yell in his ear, to arms, the British are coming. Get the race started. Okay, fellas, get on your horses.
All right, Elliot, I'm on mine. Philip, don't just stand there. Get on your horse.
I am on my horse.
Phil, pick up your legs. Your knees are dragging.
All right, get ready, fellas. When I say go, you start.
All right, steady, boy. Steady now. Now, look, old buddy, we're going to break fast and we're going to take to the rail.
On your mark, get set, go!
We're off. That's it, boy. That's it. Easy now.
Curly.
We're neck and neck. Easy.
Curly.
I just hope I don't override you.
Curly.
Why?
Come back here and get your horse.
Oh, in the excitement, I guess I forgot him. I wonder why I was breathing so hard.
Hold the horse, Elliot. I'll get on him again. Where'll I pick him up?
Oh, Phil, Willie's way ahead of you. Why don't you give up?
A Cherokee never gives up. This horse can run, and I'll beat that Willie yet. Now, come on, boy. Let's go. Attaboy. You broke nicely. That's it, boy. That's it. Now, take it easy. Easy, boy. Save yourself for the stretch. Man, we're traveling at a nice, steady clip now.
Phil.
Keep to the rail, baby. Keep to the rail. We'll catch up with Willie.
Phil.
Alice, stop walking alongside of my horse. Makes him nervous. Now, come on, boy. Come on. Let's get going. Come on, buddy. Travel.
one, baby. Oh, Chloe, we're going to win this podcast. Now, come on, Chloe. Come on, old baby. We're at the quarter pole already.
Hey, Curly. About time you showed up. I've been waiting for you.
All right, don't be funny. Where's Alice?
She ran up ahead to brush some stones off the track.
I'm right here, Phil. Honey, why don't you give up?
Why should I? I'm not going to give up. I'm doing all right. I'll beat that brother of yours if it's the last thing I do. Come on, baby. Please. For Papa. Come on.
I'd wake him up, but I believe he's going faster this way.
Come on, will you please, Bluey? Come on, baby, just a little bit more. Please, come on. To arms, the British are coming. Nothing.
Yeah, keep going, Curly, you're almost at the finish line.
I am. Come on, Glue Pot, wake up. Don't you even want to see the finish? Hey, where'd all them people come from?
Phil, isn't it wonderful?
What is?
You just won tomorrow's third race.
This is Phil again. I just want to remind you of our new time following Bob Hope on Friday nights. It's what we call H&H night. That stands for Hope and Harris. No, Harris and Hope. Harris and Hope. Harris and... Well, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Included in this program transcribed was Joseph Kearns. The part of Julius was played by Walter Tetley. This has been an NBC Radio Network production.
Ever had. If I get my own money, I'll buy you a soda something.